The University of Minnesota Master Gardeners, Cook County Extension, and the Grand Marais Art Colony are teaming up to present a one-day workshop, Art in the Garden. It happens Saturday, June 1st at the Cook County Community Center in Grand Marais. Joining us now with more about it are Master Gardeners Maxine Linehan and Nancy Carlson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning
to you.
Well, Maxine, why don't you give us an overview of the day?
Okay. Well, it's on June 1st, and we're going to start out early in the morning at 8:15. There's going to be a morning session and an afternoon session, and they can be attended separately. But the morning session starts out with a Yoga for Gardeners session led by Eleanor Hoffman, who is a retired English professor from UND and also a master gardener. And she teaches yoga for older gardeners and starts us out on the right track Saturday morning. And she did this last year for our workshop as well. And it's great. And then we're going to continue on at about 9:30, Garden Art for the Heart and Soul. And this is by Daniel Dix, and he lives in north central Minnesota, Bacchus to be exact, and he's the owner of Wood Spirit Gardens, which is a landscape design and installation company, and he puts a strong emphasis on working with nature. He has a unique perspective on land use and environmental issues, and some of what he has done includes therapeutic gardens, water gardens, oriental gardens, as well as wetland restoration, erosion, and flood control, which we might be thinking about right now. And he also has built dry stone walls at the Arboretum and installed wonderful garden art. So he should be a delightful speaker. We're looking forward to seeing Daniel Dix. And then following him, our own Diane Booth will be talking about landscape art from 11:15 a.m. till noon. And her presentation will include a lot of wonderful and offbeat selections from around the county. There will be quite a few homeowners represented because she has gone to their gardens and taken some photos for us to enjoy and perhaps get some ideas. And then lunch will be on our own, but an ongoing thing would be the Art Colony, which is going to have an ongoing silent auction of garden art pieces, and that they may be bid on throughout the day. And this is a fundraiser to support art in Cook County. And then in the afternoon, there will be four different sessions, different media, where people can make and take back home a piece of art. And there's going to be mosaic session, there'll be a stained glass session, metal work, and other one would be hypertufa, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
All right. Well, Nancy, you're sharing one of the afternoon options. Why don't you tell us about the mosaic flower pots?
Well, I've been interested in mosaic sculpture and work along with different pieces of tile for quite a long time. My first class was at North House with Joyce Cleese, and that led me on to doing more pieces for my own yard. I'll be having a terracotta pot for everyone who participates in the class. I'll be bringing lots of different types of decorative pieces to apply to the pot, and I'll show you how to do that, what kind of materials you'll need. I will have a handout for all of that so that you know exactly what you need to apply to the pieces and put on your pot and then grout and then finally putting on a covering to so that it's all fits together.
Now, Maxine, what are some of the afternoon options?
Okay, well, Cook County's own Don Hammer, who has taught numerous metalworking classes and art in Cook County, is going to be providing instruction and materials for a metal piece for people to work on. And I'm being an art teacher himself, he'll encourage people to come with their own ideas of what they'd like to do. But they'll have 3 hours to complete their piece and take it home when they go. Lise Faulkner, incidentally, is a granddaughter of Bernie Quick, one of the Art Colony founders. She does glass work, and she's going to be presenting means of completing a stained glass piece for the garden, and everyone will be able to finish during those 3 hours a piece of stained glass garden art. And Mary Ringelstetter, who works near Drummond, Wisconsin, creates hypertufa and cement garden art. Hypertufa is sort of a hybrid. And you put together cement, mix it with peat moss, and Nancy, what else do you put in that? Vermiculite, I think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this would yield, when you put it in a mold, such as an existing plastic pot, to give it some shape, you can make a garden container and let it harden, and it can also be carved. So you can make a lot of different things with hypertufa, and it's lightweight when you get it done, but it looks like stone. So this should be a fun class as well.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. When I read that earlier, I was just, I'd never heard that phrase before in my life. I wasn't even sure how to say it.
Me too.
Now, Nancy, who would you like to see come to this workshop?
Well, particularly people who have not had any of these experiences. If you've never worked with mosaic or with tile pieces and you'd like to try out on a small piece, this is the time for you to come and join us. Maybe you've never really done any metal work, and you'd like to learn how to do stained glass. And then you also have an opportunity to walk around and also view what is going on in these different groups. So it's a learning, it's observing, and who's ever interested in doing that? I know there are people out there who always wanted to do stained glass, and now is the time.
Now, how do people register?
Well, you can call 218-387-3015 for more information, and for information on the fees for this. You can take just the morning session for one fee, or you can take one of the afternoon sessions from 1 to 4 for a separate fee, so you don't have to do the whole day if you don't want to. So it's June 1st, and that's on a Saturday at the Cook County Community Center. So all the sessions would be from 8:15 to noon, and in the afternoon, 1 to 4.
Well, we're visiting with Master Gardeners Maxine Linehan and Nancy Carlson. Art in the Garden is Saturday, June 1st at the Cook County Community Center. Well, thanks for both of you joining us today. For more information and registration, you can contact Diane Booth at 387-3015.